This is London calling North America. Next from the BBC in London will be an anniversary message by J. Warren McAlpine for station WHO Des Moines. Stand by for J. Warren McAlpine. This is London calling station WHO Des Moines. The British Broadcasting Corporation presents a special message by J. Warren McAlpine for the 10th anniversary of the Corn Belt Hour program.
Hello, Corn Belt Hour. Out there in Iowa, Corn Belt Hour is a name you just can't get away from. It might surprise some of you to know that 4,000 miles to the east, here in the North American service of the British Broadcasting Corporation, Corn Belt Hour is also a household term. Do you remember how Herb Plambeck, representing WHO and Iowa, and the BBC's North American service got together here in London four times in the last 5 years to produce your own Corn Belt Hour? And just at this moment, I'm going to take it upon myself to bring a message of good wishes on behalf of some of the people you heard on those occasions and at other times from London. Including, of course, the land girl who drove a tractor during the war, wearing her tin hat to keep the shrapnel off. There was a most reassuring symbol, if perhaps a small one, in those four Corn Belt Hours from London, of the way different people can get together and work together and thoroughly enjoy it as we did. And today, another very real pleasure comes along. As an official of a foreign radio organization, I feel deeply privileged, and I do mean that word, to join in this brief moment in the 10th anniversary of Corn Belt Hour. From the BBC and all Corn Belt Hour's friends inside the BBC and outside it here in Britain, our very sincere congratulations and good wishes for many more years of service to the kind of broadcasting that so helps the farmers and their families in that great farming country that centers on Des Moines, Iowa.
That was an anniversary message by J. Warren McAlpine for station WHO, Des Moines, Iowa.